In April 1925, one of the most celebrated goals in Celtic's history was scored. The boys won the 1925 Scottish Cup thanks to the somersault efforts of a truly wonderful player. That goal scorer had a life that can be summed up in one word: remarkable. This is the story of Celtic's mighty atom, Patsy Gallagher. Like Celtic, Gallagher was a mixture of Irish and Scottish. He was born in 1891 in Ramelton in County Donegal. Gallagher's family faced extreme poverty. In fact, he was born in the poorhouse. And this led his family to move to Scotland when Patsy was still a child, where they settled in Clydebank. The spelling of his surname has often caused confusion, based on whether it should be spelled with a C or a G. Traditionally, G was common in Ireland, whereas C was prevalent in Scottish names. When Gallagher's family came to Scotland, it was wrongly spelled with a C, and this version stuck. Like so many people in Scotland, Patsy was a huge football fan. In fact, showing a real sense of leadership at a young age, he once organised a school team to enter a football tournament without any teacher involvement. Then, when his side won, the organisers wouldn't give him the trophy as there wasn't an adult with them. As he grew older, Patsy played for various sides at juvenile and then junior levels. The most important of these was Clydebank Juniors, as it was from here that Patsy was scouted by bigger teams. He received different offers, but in 1911 became a Celtic player. To say the least, Patsy didn't have the look of a footballer. In an era where the game was much rougher and more physical than now, many of the country's best players tended to be strong and well-built. Patsy, on the other hand, was under 5'7" and very slight. This led to a very famous quote about him. After signing for Celtic, Willie Mealy planned to play him in a match versus St Mirren. He introduced Patsy to his teammates, and the club legend Jimmy Quinn exclaimed, "You can't put that boy on the park, boss. If you do, it'll be manslaughter." But despite these warnings, Patsy did indeed play, and he soon won over his teammates with his shows of brilliance on the park and a physical strength that belied his small stature. By his second game, he was already on the score sheet, doing so at Hampden as Celtic beat Queen's Park. Gallagher became a mainstay of the Celtic team and soon helped them to success. His first trophy in the hoops came in his first season. He was a crucial part of the side that won the 1912 Scottish Cup, scoring one of Celtic's goals as they beat Clyde 2-0. During World War I, like footballers from various clubs, Patsy didn't go to war because he worked in a shipyard, which was a reserved occupation. He had trained in this job before becoming a full-time Celtic player. On one occasion during the conflict, he was fined for being late for work, and then further punished by being banned for playing for Celtic for 8 games. Patsy was clearly a bit of a character, and there's numerous stories testifying this from his time at Celtic Park. One legendary tale describes the Celts going to Dunbar for a training camp. The players were told they couldn't leave the hotel to get a drink, so Patsy borrowed some female clothes and sneaked out whilst dressed as a woman. In fact, this isn't the only funny Patsy story connected to clothing. Another relates to the time that he turned out for Rangers. In 1922, Newcastle United played a benefit game for Rangers captain Andrew Cunningham, with whom Patsy was friends. Based on this, Gallagher was invited to turn out for the Ibrox side and pulled on the light blue jersey. He even scored for the home team. However, he later lifted his blue shirt to reveal a Celtic jersey underneath. Patsy enjoyed substantial success at Celtic Park. In his 15-year Celtic career, he won the league on 6 occasions and the Scottish Cup 4 times. He was also part of winning sides for the Glasgow Cup on 4 occasions and the Charity Cup 11 times. Of all these trophies, none was more famous than the 1925 Scottish Cup final. In fact, so notable was his influence, some people refer to this match as being the Patsy Gallagher final. The boys had reached this stage thanks to a crushing 5-0 victory over Rangers in the semi. Celtic were in confident mood, but they faced the Dundee side with equal hopes. On the 11th of April 1925, 75,000 fans crammed into Hampden to watch what would be a memorable game and an iconic goal. Dundee took the lead, which they continued to hold at the interval. In the second period, Celtic pushed for an equaliser. Patsy went on a mazy run and it looked like he'd just fallen short, but at the last minute, he controlled the ball between his feet and somersaulted into the net. It was a truly spectacular goal and inspired the Celts to claim a late victory, thanks to Jimmy McGrory. Patsy's contribution to the Celts cannot be emphasised enough. He was a darling of the Celtic support, famed for attacking skills and dribbling, and this helped attract large crowds to Celtic Park. His goal scoring was equally impressive. His 195 goals make him Celtic's sixth all-time top scorer. It wasn't simply Celtic that had a chance to recognise Patsy's abilities. He had a variety of international experiences too, and under more than one national banner. As a Donegal-born man, he naturally wanted to play for Ireland. When he did so, these appearances exemplified the political divide of his homeland. Not only did he run out for Ireland, but on one occasion he also represented an Irish Free State team. In addition, Patsy had Scottish experiences too. He was part of a Scottish League select and featured in a Scottish FA team that toured Canada in 1927. And in fact, during World War I, he was selected to play for Scotland in an unofficial fixture against England. Patsy wanted to be a one-club player, but unfortunately for him, Celtic had other ideas. Later in his career, he suffered from various knee injuries, and in fact turned out only once in the 1925-26 season. As such, in 1926, Celtic announced that he had retired. However, this was news to Patsy, who claimed he'd done no such thing. There were rumours that he was the best played player at the club, and Celtic wanted rid of him. Whatever the reality, Patsy wasn't finished in the game, and he made the move to Falkirk, where he played for six more years. His actual retirement came in 1932. And a benefit match was held which reunited him with Celtic. A joint Falkirk and Celtic team played a Scottish League 11 at Celtic Park, all to celebrate the phenomenal football career of Patsy Gallagher. In a fitting tribute to Patsy's goal-scoring prowess, the 7,000 fans who attended this saw an amazing 17 goals as it finished 10-7 to the Celtic Falkirk team. After retiring, Patsy's attentions were turned away from football. He had to be a lone parent to his six children, as his wife had died in childbirth. And like so many footballers over the years, he worked in the pub trade, including owning the International Bar in Clydebank. By early 1953, Patsy was not in good health. On the 17th of June 1953, he succumbed to illness and died aged 62. Newspapers carried numerous tributes to him, especially describing him as Peerless Patsy. His funeral took place at St Paul's Church in White Inch, which was near his Scotstoun home, and he is buried in Paisley. Although Patsy stopped playing in 1932 and died in 1953, the name Gallagher has continued to be a prominent one in Scottish football. Two of his sons, Tommy and Willie, were both professionals. Willie played for Celtic and Tommy was at Dundee. In fact, at the time of Patsy's death, Tommy was with his team on a tour of South Africa and had to return home early. In addition, Patsy's grandson, Kevin Gallagher, was a prominent player in the 1980s and 1990s, starring for Dundee United, Blackburn Rovers and Scotland. He even scored the first goal in the 1988 Scottish Cup final, although fortunately it was still the boys that celebrated a centenary double that day. And from a Celtic perspective, Patsy's great-granddaughter Amy has a huge place in the history of Celtic women's team. In 2024, her last gasp goal versus Hibs on the final day of the season gave Celtic's girls their first ever league title. One test of fame is whether people are recognised by a single name. In football's history, the names Pele, Messi, Ronaldinho and others evoke smiles of recognition. In Celtic's story, the same is true for Patsy. Mention of this single name can refer to only one figure, someone who was a hugely entertaining and skillful player. Patsy Gallagher was Celtic's mighty atom and a genuine club legend. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter, X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.